Joined on the phone by Mayor Charlie Clark. Mayor Clark, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning, Pat. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you. And I guess let's just get right into it. We got some updates from the city. I know still the number one thing on everyone's mind, it seems, in Saskatoon is the downtown arena. I know there was you guys have a report released recently. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so this is a report that outlines what different revenue sources would be available to help pay for the downtown and event and entertainment district so that we don't have to rely on property taxes to pay for it, which is what we've asked our administration to come up with, and learning from other cities where they've been able to build these facilities without relying on property taxes. And the three main revenue tools that they identify. One is called tax incremental financing. It's a tool that was very much a key part of how Rogers Centre has been built in Edmonton, where if there's development in and around the facility, there's extra taxes that come as a result of that development. Then you use that to help to pay for the infrastructure and the event center and convention center and the plaza and so on. The other is a hotel and accommodation tax, which is being applied. If anybody ever goes to and stays in a hotel room and you look, there's something called a destination marketing fee or a tourism levy or an infrastructure levy or something like that. This is already being applied in our city by some hotels, but not others. We would be applying to have a mandatory fee across all hotels as well as VRBOs and Airbnbs to help to pay for it, to generate revenue, which is being used, as mentioned, in other cities. And then the other is ticket surcharges and things on tickets for events at either the convention center or the event center to help pay for it. So those are the tools that have been identified as potential revenue sources that could generate quite a lot of money to help to pay for this, along with there's no way this gets built without federal and provincial investments as well.
It's a giant team effort, hey?
Yes, that's right. Shared effort. And we believe that one of the main principles is to use the revenues that are generated from the building itself or people who are benefiting from the development of the district, as opposed to something like property taxes, which is spread out throughout the whole city and not as targeted towards people who are directly using or benefiting from the facility. And so that's the principle that is at play here.
I like that because, I mean, in general, you know, this isn't a short game thing. This is we're thinking long term, and this is ultimately an investment for the city of Saskatoon that will, you know, ideally and based on all reports, bring in quite a bit of revenue for the city once it's all said and done.
Yeah, and it's very much planning for the future. You know, when Shania Twain came here, we had to bring in porta potties to, help to deal with the washroom issues. We keep losing our bids for the World Juniors, and we know that our facility is falling behind everywhere else we compete for. And so if we don't plan for the future and make sure, you know, we're getting by with the facilities we have now, but in 10 years, they're just going to become obsolete. And so this is about coming up with a way to pay for and build the facilities for the future, so we don't become a province where all of these concerts and activities just fly over and only go to Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, but not to any community in Saskatchewan.
That's such a good point because, I mean, I've been to many concerts in this city, everyone from, you know, even people like Elton John, I know he mentioned on stage that people, like the music industry loves coming to Saskatoon because they know they have a great crowd here. And it's a great, I think his term was, it's a great music city. But, you know, I remember back even almost a decade ago when Garth Brooks came in the mid-2010s and for those six shows, and even that, he made it work. But from what I was told, there were logistical issues that almost weren't able to be solved, and we could have missed out on those too.
Yeah, right now, if you look at the concerts that are being put on and the big shows, they have huge stage sets and all these things, right? And we have a 50-foot ceiling height at Fastel Center, and for most or many of these big touring concerts, it's just not big enough. So that's why Garth Brooks almost didn't. They made it work with the ceiling height that, as you said, was several years ago. As time moves on and almost every other facility has a higher ceiling and the rigging and all the things that are needed, then we just risk not having a chance to host those shows here. And if you talk about Elton John, you know, this is not just for Saskatoon. During the Elton John concert, 36% of the people who bought tickets to that show were from our city, and then 64% were from outside of Saskatoon, were from all over the province and other communities who drove here to come to see that show. So this is very much a facility, not just for our city, but for the whole province.
Certainly is. I appreciate the clarification on a lot of that. So folks want to, you know, you said the report's out, there's the different ways of paying for it. I'm assuming that's going to be discussed, voted on in council. Are you guys meeting tomorrow to discuss this more?
No, we've had the report, which is basically outlined the initial sort of highest, the best revenue tools that are available in terms of the possible revenue could be generated. Those three I mentioned, the TIF, the tax incremental financing, hotel accommodation tax, and ticket surcharges. Now there's going to be further exploration on those, and in January there will be a report that will outline both how much revenue we think we can generate and what the estimated cost of the district will be. And that'll be a big decision-making point about moving forward and how do we move forward on this, as mentioned, in terms of to avoid it being something that relies on property taxes. And again, it will rely very much on getting support from the provincial and federal government as well to get it built. And so this report in January will lay out that whole sort of strategy and options for how to move forward.
Fantastic. Well, we're excited to see that report come to fruition and excited to see this, you know, taking shape slowly but surely. I know there's a lot of folks out there who seem to have a lot of opinions online, and I always kind of try to inform people that, you know, instead of just, you know, putting your complaints or your compliments online, make sure to check out the website, you know, saskatoon.ca. Make sure to take part in more, you know, city council related activities, because people can get their voices heard out there beyond just kind of shouting into an echo chamber, as they say.
Absolutely, yeah. People can come and speak to the report at council. And we have each of these reports that comes forward. It's in an open council meeting, so there's lots of opportunities to come and share your opinion. And it's not a simple issue to solve, there's no question, and it's not going to be cheap to build these. The issue is, if we don't do something, do we want to be a city as we continue to grow rapidly and be a city that's vibrant and exciting and where more and more young people are wanting to stay? Do we want to be a city that can't host these kind of events and doesn't have a vibrant, the chance to create a really vibrant downtown? That's we're trying to plan for the future to make sure this is a city that is a really exciting, dynamic city with a strong downtown for the future as well.
Well, somebody who's been born and raised in this city and still considers himself young, I guess, I find this very exciting personally. And this is stuff like this that makes me more excited to, you know, spend potentially the rest of my life here and stick around in Saskatoon, because we got a lot of exciting things happening. I think I'm going to leave it there as well, because I was thinking about maybe we could talk about, you know, what's coming up with potential snow removal. But honestly, it looks like weather's looking really nice for the next couple of weeks. So we could probably just, you know, forget about snow for a little longer.
Snow in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll do that in October. So thank you so much, Mayor Clark, for hanging out with me this morning and clarifying a lot of these questions that I know many people have.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Take care.